It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3, brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement. Hey, how's everyone out there? I hope you're ready for another period that we're going to open up everything that you possibly have, every vessel, every oracle, and your mind, more important than anything else. And today we're going to talk about what a lot of people are experiencing out there, the typical Western lifestyle today. And sadly, it used to be, oh, well, we met a girl, we met a boy, we got married, we had kids, we bought a house. But today, the story is, we started to take drugs. We started to take alcohol when we were just kids. And before you know it, I found myself in rehab. Or I went to a doctor because I had pains. And the doctor gave me opiates. The number one cause of opiate addiction today starts in a medical doctor's office. It used to be, when I was a kid, the rare people that did that would have to go on the street corner and illegally buy it. You don't have to. You go to shiny white buildings in the richest places in the world today, and they're going to prescribe opiates to you. And it's actually destroying individual lives and societal lives. And Jason Kendrick, who's on with us, started that American dream when he was just 15 years old and completely evolved and completely changed and found what we know to be true, that light can transform you. So, Jason, nice to have you on with us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Good. So tell us why you started to drink booze at 15.
Well, it's really, you probably hear a lot of stories similar to mine. I grew up in a really normal home. Neither of my parents drank, actually, because both of my grandfathers were alcoholics, so they're trying to steer clear of the alcohol. I played trombone, played piano, played soccer, played baseball, pretty normal kid. But around that age, 13, 14, 15, I began to feel a little bit awkward, wasn't real sure of myself, didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And I had plenty of friends, but I didn't always feel like I fit in, even though I was among a lot of friends. And so the alcohol I found was a way for me to, eliminate that uncomfortable feeling and be the life of the party.
Yeah, isn't that funny how we think a drink is going to make us, they even glorify it now. If you watch TV and movies, they can't advertise it, but they always show it's sexy and hip to drink. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, exactly. It does. It looks very attractive, but that for me, that just wasn't the case.
Nor anyone else. So when did you, so you're 15, your parents must have freaked out because they saw this. You were skipped a generation. They were wise enough to avoid it. When did you realize you had a problem with this?
Well, I caused problems. Like the very first time I drank nearly a whole fifth of vodka. Came home, disrupted everybody, woke everyone up. My mom was really concerned and she made my dad take me to the hospital to have me checked out because, she was afraid I had alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, and you'd die.
But it took, from that point moving forward, they immediately, got me in to see a therapist. And then shortly after that, my first drug and alcohol treatment center. So it probably took about a total of 7 years from the very first time I took that drink, the very first time I got drunk. For me to accept the fact that I had a problem and needed help and was willing to actually do something about it.
So now you're 22, 23-year-old young man, and you finally said, oh, shit, my life is going to hell. And so you did something about it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. What it was is it was a combination of everything that I had learned and all the drug and alcohol treatment programs I attended were all 12-step based. And, eventually after all that time, a lot of the things that they taught in the treatment programs and in the meetings about being powerless and how things, continue to progressively get worse over time, the longer you drink, all that just weighed heavily on me, and, you know, I was finally willing to go, and I began attending meetings and, you know, got a sponsor. And at that point, things actually got really, they really improved pretty quickly right away. Like within that first 2 years, you know, things just turned around.
But that's, you know, that's, as you know, Jason, that's unique, because less than 5% of people get clean and stay clean. So what made it happen with you and maybe the 95% of people it doesn't happen with?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you recognize that, Brian, because that is true. It's very low percentage of people stay sober over, you know, over the long haul. And I think for me, it was desperation and just, you know, fear of repeating the same thing over and over again. I was, because of that fear and desperation, I was willing to follow the suggestions that people were offering me. And fortunately, I was embraced by a lot of loving people. I got sober in Athens, Georgia, of all places. Some people find that hard to believe, but, and, you know, there was a lot of good recovery there. So I had a really great support system, and they just embraced me with open arms. And, you know, I'm really lucky. I realize that.
Yeah. Let me make a commentary, because a lot of you out there are drinking. And you think you're social drinkers, and I only drink 2 wines a day, and they're only organic. Alcohol is alcohol. Mm-hmm. In the last 5 years, I'm finally proud of the scientific community, because they're telling the truth. There's no level of alcohol that's healthy for you. Let me also amplify my conviction. I'm a prohibitionist. That literally, one of the smartest things America did is put a prohibition on alcohol, but again, the criminals... And the criminals aren't always the mob in this case. They were facilitating it. Wanted that drug to be put back on the market. Now, what I can tell you is that alcohol destroyed more families than every other drug put together. You put heroin, you put cocaine, you put meth, you put fentanyl together, alcohol destroyed more. But it's socially accepted, that drug.
Right.
It's a socially accepted drug. And if you want to age prematurely, if you have more cancer, for instance, there's study after study that show 2 drinks of alcohol a week, we're not talking about a day, a week, amplifies cancer by double. If you, by the way, had cancer and you continue to drink once a week, there's a 51% higher mortality rate with those people. Now think of what I'm saying to you. And these are real numbers and real facts. And you know this, and you got clean, and you're the unique exception. And most people are out there, even saying they're on healthy lifestyle, are still drinking booze. And there's no difference between the alcohol in wine or beer or whiskey. Alcohol is a certain chemical. And you may dilute it by putting it in beer or putting it in wine. Wine's like double, triple the amount of alcohol. And you can go right to it. And I'll tell you a story. I never much drank, because I, like you, had family members that were drunks. And I know my family, which wasn't wealthy, used to have to take care of my aunts, because the uncles were so ill that they would walk out on Friday night, and by the time they were done that evening, the entire paycheck was gone on booze. That's what the disease does. And so I never much drank, but occasionally we get hot, I would drink beer. And I was with a friend of mine. I became a healthy eater. And then I would drink one beer and have a headache for 2 days. And I was with a friend of mine, and I said to him, I don't drink a lot. I just drink beer. He said, would you drink a shot of whiskey? And I said, absolutely not. I said, I would never do that. He said, you're drinking equivalent of a shot of whiskey in every beer. And I challenged him, and I lost that bet. He was right. So you can take your choice of drinking or not. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jason, who healed himself of that and now found a new technology that can help everyone, just like it has him. We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness, and we're here with Jason Kendricks. And boy, this is his life story and could help so many of you out there. You know, alcohol is somehow socially acceptable, right? It's in all the movies. They kind of took smoking out, didn't they? They took
smoking out. Finally hit the
scale. And so now they added much more alcohol when we celebrate, when it's bad, when it's good, every time. So of course it's easy for people to fall into that. But so you healed yourself and you have a new therapy. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah. So it's interesting, you know, like I grew up in a religious home. I learned a little bit about spirituality, but learned a lot about spirituality in recovery later. And, you know, you talk a lot about the light and darkness. And, you know, one thing is, it goes back to college. I learned a lot about light. You know, I learned about people with seasonal affective disorder using light therapy, for example. And then physiology, we talked about vitamin D and how the sun's necessary to transform the D4 to the D3. And so, you know, about 3 years ago, actually, I began to hear more about this light therapy. And it came at a good time in my life when I was really experiencing a lot of stress and just from parenting and work, and like a lot of people, I'm sure. And so I was looking for alternatives, and I didn't want to go on an antidepressant. I really wasn't sure about, I was thinking about testosterone therapy or something like that. And then I saw this guy interviewed who's talking about using your own body's infrared light to be able to upregulate your body's production of copper peptide, GHKCU, which naturally, you know, happens anyway, but this kind of kicks you back. It basically restores the balance in your body.
It turns on through the serotonin receptor site.
So, you know, I was, at first I was really skeptical because I hadn't heard of it. I was like, what? If this is true, I would have already heard about it. But then I was like, well, why not? I'll try it out. And it, you know, began working pretty much immediately, very effective. My energy levels were restored to normal, and I was able to, you know, continue to carry on my normal day-to-day living without feeling like I had no energy. You know, it's just...
So what do you say it took away your melancholy, your depression, by just having the light within a matter of days?
Yeah, that's right. I could tell a difference within the first day. It basically just restored me to my normal self. You know, it's not like a energy drink or something like that. It was just, it's like kind of like turning the light switch back on. And I had my normal level of, you know, eagerness about life, doing the things that we do, and with enjoyment. And, you know, so it was, for me, it was, I couldn't believe it. Truthfully, because I was just, I can't believe this. I was blown away, and I'm still kind of blown away that there are such amazing solutions out there naturally without putting anything into your body, like a drug or something like that.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, most of us sit indoors. A lot of people work from home now. They're indoors all day. And
under bad lighting.
And under bad lighting. And so that is really... That would make a big sense.
And the history of this is astronomically interesting when you go back. My very good friend, she's gone now, she died in her late 90s, was doing this work in the 1940s and 50s at University of California, mm-hmm. Los Angeles, light therapy. Another close friend of mine, Dr. Jacob Lieberman, a physician who deals with the eyes, wrote a wonderful book years ago called Light, back in the 90s, and he talks about the incredible importance that your eyes and your iris see sunlight and photons that come from that. And currently, and this has been going on quietly for about 40 years now, Columbia University in New York has a light therapy center where they do research. But the sad part of this story, Jason, is quite simply that the pharmaceutical company suppresses information. Because they make a whole lot more money on antidepressants than they would if you buy a light box and employ it. In Anna's country of Sweden, you can go into any appliance store. Listen closely. Any appliance store in the entire country of Sweden or Norway or Denmark and buy these light boxes. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing that since I went there the first time in the 1960s and 70s.
Well, we live in the dark.
But they understand the importance of that.
It really helps.
It really helps.
It's amazing. That was the other thing that I discovered, is that this kind of therapy has been used successfully going back, you know, since the beginning of time, practically.
Yep.
But you don't hear about it. You're right. All you hear about is the pharmaceuticals and those kind of, you know, which are not really solutions at all.
Yeah, so I'm sure when a guy like you is feeling a little bad, a little melancholy, it's always something you have to resist taking the drink again, because a drink gets you out of that melancholy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, fortunately, I've been able to remain honest about, you know, what drinking is for me. And initially, you know, the thought of a drink, and it's this way among other people who have drinking problems, you know, it's like that initial thought you think about, you glamorize it like you see on the TV commercials. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, one of the things I was taught early on in recovery is to play the tape all the way through. And so that's always stuck with me, you know. So nowadays I do things like I work out, you know, I do like functional fitness, hiking, that kind of thing, which is a lot more enjoyable. So.
I tell Anna Maria, the best thing is kissing. Do you think that's true, Jason?
Yeah, I have a new girlfriend, so we can do that.
A lot of kissing. The more kissing you're doing, the more the wonderful neurotransmitters work in the brain and shut off all of that bad stuff that's coming in. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the importance of taking charge of your life. You have a background, you have a science background in nutrition, and I'm sure that you eat well and understand the significance of that. But we're bringing a new dimension in. Yes, we have to eat right. Yes, we have to exercise. Yes, we have to have positive lifestyles. But light can help to expand your possibilities, I can assure you. We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness.
And we're here with Jason Kendricks, and who became an alcoholic at 15, who found his way out of it, and now is helping so many people.
Yeah, and he's worked actually finding things in the healthcare field that people don't know about, and bringing them out like he is today with all the listeners all over the planet. And light therapy. Tell us some of the other things that you may have found in this journey.
Oh, gosh, there's so many. Of course, you know, dietary is the big one. And I've really latched on to the dietary aspect of health and wellness early on because I initially wanted to go down the path of becoming a medical doctor. And I was looking at, you know, why are people so sick? You know, what is the number one killer? And, of course, it's cardiovascular disease usually due to sedentary lifestyles, poor eating habits. And so I was really blown away by that, you know. And so I got a bachelor's of science in nutrition and did some graduate level biochem and nutrition research. So those were like, you know, dietary has always been a primary focus of mine when it comes to health and well-being. I still like to have a piece of pizza and eat a burger every now and then, but, you know, the majority of the time I try to eat very clean and healthy. And then, of course, fitness is a big plus in health and wellness. And, you know, getting your heart rate up to the target rate and doing things to detoxify your body. But light, like I mentioned previously, this is the big one because, you know, you can actually turn, it's basically restoring your body to its natural balance using light. And I just never thought of that.
Well, we'll take a moment to explain the science behind this. So every single second in the very middle of the sun, endless zillions, and we're not exaggerating, we don't have a way to count, endless infinite numbers of protons are born. And they immediately start bouncing back and forth on neutrons. Now, the sun is a gastric star, so you can't step on it and stand on it and walk on it. It's only 2% particles. The rest are energy. So these neutrons and protons are bouncing back and forth on each other, creating friction, and that literally happens for 100,000 years till it reaches the surface of the sun. And then it shoots off so fast, these particles of structure, matter, because they're moving so fast, become light, and they become a photon. So they go from a proton to a photon. Now listen closely. This is where nutrition comes in. What evolved on this planet, because the planet was dead at one point, it was just water that was dead, was the first green plant. That was from a cyanobacteria that was called blue-green algae. It was an invisible plant in the water. And that green plant evolved to capture energy from the sun. So you and I and every other living thing you see, the trees, the plants, the house plants you have, your dog, the cat, are all coming from the sun's photons. So it's not surprising if you understand basic natural history and science that your body, which is light, your cells are light. I do a two-hour presentation on this. We are light. Literally are ignited by photonic energy, which is what you see in light box therapy or light therapy. Two times a week I go to get red light therapy. That's a different type. So the therapeutic psychologically improving types are different forms. But all of these initiate from photons from the sun. Isn't that amazing? So
yeah, it's fascinating.
One of the most interesting events in my life, I was over, the Prime Minister of India brought us over and we were teaching throughout the country, and I was teaching at the largest hospital on the planet in a place called Hyderabad. Our medical doctor now, by the way, happens to be from Hyderabad. And when I went out early in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, I see about 200 light boxes that people were sitting in. So they were actually wooden boxes, and in the front, they had different colors in the front. And I asked the doctor I was walking with, what is that? He said, oh, depending upon the disease they have, we use a different color, and when the sun comes up, the photonic energy go through that, and it actually affects the cancer or the virus or the bacteria, the mold or the yeast or whatever the person has. So that's where I really saw it. Now, these were medical, unlike here at that time in the 1970s. It wouldn't have happened. But in the generation in Europe, back in the 19th century, every sanitarium, every hospital would put people in the sun even in the middle of winter. They would take you on the roof of the hospital and put you there. All at once, that became taboo. Why? They couldn't get enough drugs into you when you're on the roof up there. So this is something that's amazing. Now, how do people get a hold of you, and how do they get a hold of this technology?
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Brian. That was awesome. I feel like I'm back at the university again. They can go to liveyoungerwithjason.com.
So liveyoungerwithjason.com.
Yep, and there's some simple explanatory videos there, along with some other key details. My contact information is at the bottom of the page. You can register for webinars.
Wonderful.
So there's a lot of information there.
And these are not expensive things. Everyone can afford to put one of these in your house or office, correct?
Yeah, very affordable. Depends. If you're long term, you're looking at $1,200 a year, but if you want to go month to month, it's around $100 per month, which, mm-hmm. Is affordable for a lot of people.
Well, people go out and eat one meal today. Yeah. You know, it's $100. They waste and they're getting sick from it. it's nothing. Well, Jason, it's been a pleasure to have you on, and I'm sure everyone all over the planet Earth now is enlightened. So
yes.
We can say lightened, they're lit up. Go ahead.
This has been great. I really appreciate it. I want to see that presentation you did, too. I'm sorry to say I haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. You can get on the Internet. That's called We Are Light, and you can download it. An organization we helped to create called The Real Truth About Health.com. We Are Light on YouTube. Just put my name and put that up in YouTube. Until all of us get together next week, I hope you make your life spectacular. I hope you make your life happy, joyous, a lot of fun. Fun is a big part of this process. We'll be back together to open and make your horizon so wide that your eyes are going to cross when you look at it. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.